Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Have you ever had sex so good that your bed bursts into flames? Me neither. We're talking about that and so much more right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, for the buzz.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy Thursday, ladies. Hey. We're here with another episode of Evil, episode 709. I'm your host, Carla, and I'm joined by my amazing girl squad. We have Haley to my left. She's lover of all things Halloween. It just passed. What were you? Let me know.
I was Bob Ross.
Love it. And we have Shantira. She's all about religion. Her dad's a pastor. I feel like you give the best input to this show.
Yes, I think so too.
So modest. I love it.
Right.
Today we're going to be talking about Grace Lee, intuition versus prophecy. We're going to be talking about David's visions, Leland meeting Kristen's family. We're going to give you our special segment, some demonic news, some news and gossip, and we're going to wrap up with some predictions. But before we do all of that, ladies, what did we think of today's episode? What are some overall thoughts?
Well, my thought is, why is Cheryl leaving this grown man with these four kids?
That's what I said, too.
Same.
I'm just so curious. I just want to know.
Yeah, it was too much.
It was too much. Too soon. It's way too soon.
I feel like there's some people like that in relationships, though. They just go full force.
Right. You're excited. It's like, girl, I ain't enough time. Hasn't been enough time yet. But it was a good episode. I loved it, though.
Same. I thought there was so much going on.
Yeah.
What did you think, Haley?
It was a lot. Just taken.
I agree. And, like, all those, like, quick cuts.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's real, what's not, what's happening? We have the live chat going, so feel free to jump in and let us know. You guys have the best insight always. And, you know, there's so much going on that you miss things sometimes. So
seriously,
let us know. Let us know what you think. Let's go right into Grace Lee. So today was a different episode than what we've seen so far. I feel like a lot of the season so far has revolved around demonic presences. Is that the proper term?
Yes.
And today we have a prophet.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not something you hear about often, and then you get intuition mixed into it. What were your first thoughts when we met Grace Lee?
To be honest, I thought she was going to be a fake prophet. She just seemed...
So you don't think so? You don't think she is anymore?
Well, she was kind of giving me just these vibes. Like, I just didn't really believe it. I wasn't a believer at first, but I think just kind of just seeing her, she just has a very chill personality. And I think seeing her with the predictions, or, you know, with the predictions, with the
prophecies.
What did I call it? Predictions?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
with the prophecies.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato, right. But the prophecies, I feel like me, I was like, okay, like, I see how they're going to do it. But I know with this show that they always have, like, Ben and Kristen on the other side,
mm-hmm.
finding a reason why things happen. And, like, you know, even Ben, he wouldn't call her a prophecy.
So, a prophet, yeah.
Prophet.
No worries.
I'm, like, literally tongue-tied tonight. I'm tired. It's late. But... But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a believer, obviously, now, but I wasn't before.
I just thought she was kind of kooky.
Really? What made me believe her so much was how she kept her cool.
Yeah.
She was always, even when being interrogated, I feel like when she felt like they were trying to poke holes in her story, she never changed. Like, I feel like if you were questioning me, look, I have a temper, so I'll get like, heightened up with my emotions quick. And she just remained calm. And I like that. The only thing that really threw me off was the, when she would blow up the inflatables.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite part. I thought it was so funny.
And she did that because she said that she was trying to, it's easier for her to hear from God.
Which I guess I understand, because, like, even if you watch Tyler the Medium, like, mm-hmm. Tyler Henry or whatever, he scribbles on a notepad, which can also be very odd. But I thought it was a little gimmicky. Like, really, you're going to blow up an inflatable and that's how God speaks to you? But I mean...
It's so she could hear God clearer.
More clear.
Yeah, because it's loud.
Did you guys think it was interesting that God speaks in whatever language the message is more relevant to? So does that mean she knows many different languages?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because he asked her, what language is God speaking to you? And she said Cantonese, she said English. So
I'm like, wow, do you know all of that? Right. You know? I'm like, okay.
Maybe she does. Do you know all those languages, girl?
And like, what does, like, what prophecies require a certain language? I was like so curious. Yeah. It was like, there's so many interesting things about that. But then an even bigger question is brought up in the middle of the show, whether this can be just having really good intuition, which mm-hmm. I personally feel like everyone has intuition.
Yeah.
But can it be so good that then you can tell the future?
Like Raven?
Well, that's a Raven. I don't, yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I do.
Yeah. I think that, I totally understand the Raven concept. I think this is, I mean, with her being a prophecy, I mean, she's predicting things that's going to happen, but it also goes back, it also ties back into with, what's his name? I wrote it down. Monsignor?
So
how he was saying that there's a book of prophecies that no one's seen before, and that's why they wanted, you know, Ben and Kristen, well, Kristen and David to meet with Grace in the first place, because they wanted to confirm if she was a real prophet. And it turns out that she was. She's, her drawings matches the page from the Codex. So, I mean, she was seeing things that no one else has ever seen. So I feel like that kind of makes it a little different. I mean, she even predicted with the sinkhole, so.
Yeah, it brings an interesting question, though, because, I mean, I think intuition is a really real thing. That's, yeah. I feel like mediums mm-hmm. and, like, psychics, I definitely believe in that. And I think a lot of that is based solely off intuition. But, yeah, I guess that the church didn't want her to be a prophet.
Because
yeah.
she was, like, predicting some jacked up stuff.
Well, it sounded like she was predicting maybe that the world was coming to an end. That's what I got,
yeah, from. That's what I got from it, too.
When they said that everybody would be in danger, that's what I took from that.
Me, too. Because yeah. even in the 15 pages of the prophecy book, that's what they thought, Monsignor thought that it was an end of the Catholic Church, and that's why they didn't want her to really be a prophet, but it turns out to be that it's just the end of the world.
Right.
But in reality, I don't get why they would want to hide that when it's like, that is really a part of the Bible, the world coming to an end. So I think there has to be some secrets in it.
I think it's because they don't want it to be right. Maybe.
I don't know. That's one thing I wish I could have maybe understood a little more. Like, what was the point of keeping her a secret so much? You know what I mean? Or her not wanting to be right. Like, how does that affect the church? Or just, yeah, what it has to do with them? I didn't really get that. Or, I mean, are prophets bad?
I think it just depends. I think it's just personal. I mean, I guess it depends on whether or not you believe in it. So I don't necessarily think that they're bad, but just certain things that, if I had to think why the church wouldn't want it to be known, I think it's because she would share that information with everybody, and then people would be on a panic mode because they'll be like, oh my gosh, the world's coming to an end. Everybody's in this frantic era, and they're just like scared. So, and then it's going to get out, and I think that people will just go crazy. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, I can see that. Did you guys catch how David and Kristen were trying to get answers for themselves?
Yeah.
With the heart valve, and then David being like, do I see God? Do I see, like, how, like, my visions? And she sees them.
Yeah.
And I feel like I felt like for the first time, Kristen was really, I think, believing her, because she got emotional.
She did.
When she responded, and then she, like, tried to fight it. But then I think she wanted to know.
Kristen annoyed me in that scene.
In which scene?
When exactly? She's like asking about her daughter. And then when she tells her the answer, she gets angry. Then why did you ask her?
But that was my thing. That would be good news, right?
I mean, I know, but she was angry with it. I was like, then dang, don't ask.
Yeah. The fact that she kind of was just, you know, saying how, like, don't play with my daughter is, like, you know, circumstance. It's like, well, she's giving you good news. But I thought it was interesting that they were, you know, bringing themselves and putting themselves in it and asking questions. But I know that I feel like each episode she's getting more and more of a believer, because mm-hmm. she even was staying away from the color red. I mean, you notice that red kept popping up with the jacket, even with those books, everything.
Yeah, so. Even when I saw that she made her little girl take it off, I was like, so you do believe.
Right, you're a believer.
Because I feel like another episode, she's just so hard set.
Yeah.
That you never even see her budge, and you finally see her budge. Maybe that exorcism last week really, really shook her. Because we see that it was just a day later that all of this goes on.
Yeah. And also, did you guys find it weird that they were actually talking to her in a classroom? Like, I understand that she works at a daycare, but yeah, I couldn't get her after hours.
Or like during like nutrition or lunch.
Right.
But from what it looked like at the really beginning of the episode, I think people go see her there. Because she was talking to that, I think her neighbor was like, oh, you need to leave your home or something like that.
And when does she have time to work?
I think that is her job.
Okay.
Because I think the guy at the beginning that we see who's like, this is who she is.
Yeah.
I think everyone around her believes her and they respect her for her God-given gift.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just her office, office hours.
Seriously.
Well, before we move on to our next topic, Haley has a very special announcement for everybody.
Yes, guys. We just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you're on YouTube right now, please hit that thumbs up button and leave us a comment. And if you're on iTunes right now, please give us a 5-star rating. We do look at your comments that you leave on YouTube.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. So leave as many as you want. We love seeing it all. All right, we have...
can I bring up one more thing?
Yes, go right ahead.
Just really quick, I think this is so important. The fact that she even... The Jeff Epstein. I feel like we have to kind of... We have a touch on
oh
that.
Oh my gosh. Really quick. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Just really quick, only because I think it's so interesting because, you know, obviously there... It was pretty reported topical. That he committed suicide, and mm-hmm. now they're trying to say it's a homicide. There's been a lot of talks about that. But the fact that she even was so specific, oh, yeah, it was, you know...
A pillow case, or a pillow.
Yeah, he was killed by a pillow. I just thought that was very specific. It made me think, like, the fact that they even touched on something as deep
as
that.
That's serious.
That was bold of CBS to do.
For sure. When I saw that, I was like, yes, say exactly what the world is thinking.
Yeah. Because, really, I mean, we all know if it's really a pillow, but...
Can they catch a case for that?
I don't know. I think there's people... I mean, well, can CBS?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I'm sure they probably did all their research.
For defamation of character or something like that?
I doubt it, to be honest. Yeah, I doubt it. And if they do, they're going to look super suspicious for even dropping the case like that. I mean, the situation itself is bad enough.
Right.
I really enjoyed that comment, though. That was funny.
No, me too. I was like, yes, give it to me. The world needs to hear this. All right, so in this episode, we see more of David's visions.
Yes.
So I'm done thinking they're visions. I just think he's cracked out all the time.
Yeah. It's weird. What were you going to say? Sorry.
With tea, like, I'm just like, what is he taking?
Well, I don't know much about drugs, but I'm sure a mushroom in some water, you know, you marinate it in there a little bit. I'm sure it can mess you up.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Certain drugs can do that.
And I feel like those are like, what is it? Like where you see things.
Like a hallucinate?
Yeah, there you go.
So if I could butt in real quick, this is Josh Producer. So yeah, people do actually boil wild mushrooms to get a psychedelic trip off of it.
That's what they used to do, supposedly.
This is what they used to do. A lot of people that wanted to go like on a spiritual trip or wanted to just like gain a creative side to it would actually do that, ingest it, and then they would have like these crazy hallucinations. And then afterwards... Or during their trip, they would actually document what happened and then revisit it when they were sobered up and then just revisit it and then create off of that.
Wow. Thank you for that. That makes me feel so much better. I feel like they did that on purpose then because of the whole spiritual thing.
My thing is, though, if you have to do drugs to see these visions from God that you want to see, are you really meant to be seeing them?
I was just going to say that.
That doesn't make sense
to me. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And these visions are always so dark. Like that, the little boy on the chair.
Was that a baby devil?
We didn't even go back to it.
What do you mean?
Like we didn't really get like a full...
Oh no, I thought we were gonna like jump back and get something once whatever next scene happened. And we didn't. The little boy was just in the chair and he asked, who are you?
Yeah.
And we still don't know who
that
it
was
is.
Way too chill for me.
That was a little creepy.
Who are you?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it kind of goes back to what you were saying. If David is, first of all, it just seemed like that David was probably a little jealous that, you know, Grace could hear from God and he doesn't know if he is.
I didn't catch that. Maybe.
But I'm thinking you got to be pressed. And the fact that she specifically said that God loves you. Yeah, she said God loves you. And she said you don't have to be seen by God. That he doesn't have to be seen by God to be loved. That's exactly what she said. So I was just thinking, like, okay, obviously, to me, I felt like there was some, she know that there's some tension. There's probably a little bit of jealousy there. And also, I wanted to add, too, that I think it's weird that, again, like you were saying, the fact that he has to drink this tea or whatever he's doing, force these visions in order to hear from God. It's like that should be a natural thing. I mean, if God doesn't choose you to speak to, then that's just what it is. I feel like God speaks. So that's not God speaks to everybody, but I think it's a matter of just kind of being in tune with God and knowing Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
I feel like he's forcing a moment that should just kind of happen on its own.
Exactly.
And then that's I think that's what's making the thoughts so dark.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like every time we've seen this vision, none of it ever seems positive to me.
It doesn't. And I hope with this little baby devil that...
We're going to assume it's a baby devil?
I'm going to assume that he maybe... Well, he's not. I don't think he is. But I would think that he would stop, right?
I don't know. Maybe that intrigues him to find out why this little boy is, like, haunting him.
But my thing is, if David's the one that's the believer out of Kristen and Ben, and everything she was saying was actually happening, then you would think that her saying, hey, David, stop this, you're in danger, I would think that he would listen.
Yeah, she warned them.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, I think he's on a mission to get answers. And I'm scared for him. But I feel like slowly we definitely are getting answers, because even Grace Ling, she tells him that when he's questioning her about the three dots, she says that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is that what it is? I wrote it down. You're right. She says Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then he goes, well, why are they on Earth? And she says it's not Earth, that it's a pyramid.
Yeah.
And then he has a vision of that later, kind of like
geometry.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that brought me a bad flashback.
Why?
I hate geometry. Oh. Girl, I thought you didn't
say something meaningful. Geometry is not that bad.
It made me think, too, when the girl that had the... can't remember her name. The girl that had the exorcist...
last week?
Yes, last week. Well, yeah, was 2 weeks ago.
Halloween? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I felt like it was so long ago. Yeah, but 2 weeks ago. So the lady who had the demon in her, the whole exorcism. Mm-hmm. I mean, even she warned David, too. It's like, dude, you've been warned a couple of times now. Like,
he's playing with fire.
He is. Stop paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... I don't know. I don't know about what priests are supposed to do or like how they're supposed to act. That. I mean...
I don't think they are.
They drink wine, so I think that's... I don't know.
That's not drinking wine. That's like... That's a whole nother level.
Do we have an idea what we think the little boy is? Maybe it's a past trauma.
Maybe it's his friend that died.
Like, or maybe like a smaller version of him, like a baby David. Are you visiting him?
Are you allowed to have like relationships prior to becoming a priest?
I want to say I think you can't. Well, in Catholic faith, and it's a little stricter. But I believe you can. I think it's once you renounce yourself to priesthood that you kind of have to drop all bad things.
Could he have maybe have been married to somebody and they had a baby, but the kid died?
Ooh, that's dark. Good.
That's dark.
Oh, my God. The possibilities here. No, I mean, I think he clearly has...
He has something going on.
Some trauma. He's like, something's weighing on his shoulders and... These visions, man. I don't know. I want some answers, though.
I do, too. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to Leland and Cheryl. Oh, my God.
Yes.
She drives me nuts.
She's, you know...
It can't be that good. It can't.
I mean, apparently it was that good, girl. You saw the bed light up in flames.
It lit all the way up. I was like, what am I doing wrong? It was... Interesting. I didn't think it was going to get that far.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they cannot be dating that long. Like, why are you bringing him around your family?
I think they've been dating for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I guess...
Girl, you gotta wait like 2 months at least.
But I think it's...
Oh my God.
I mean, I understand in a sense because a lot of people move fast. And sometimes when you know, you know.
And but they're older, so, you know.
Yeah, they don't have that much time.
I was going to say, they know a lot. The older you are, it's like you know quicker. More quickly, but...
Well, maybe you just want to like skip all the crap and just, you know...
They're excited. Or just maybe Leland just... He has this interesting thing to him that I could see could be a little charming. Because I feel like he could be hard to...
What? Is this your type, girl?
No.
Creeper vibes?
He's definitely not my type. But, like, he's such an amazing actor. Definitely. He definitely gives you this... He's definitely mysterious. I mean, even his character on the show, he's super mysterious. And I feel like that Cheryl... She's been single, watching them kids. She wants some excitement in her life. And that man is risky. Meet me outside in the back. Like, I think that he's adding a little bit of fire to her. And she...
I can see that, yeah.
She's for it.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean...
Like, okay.
Well, imagine that recording she heard. He literally talks about a little boy getting raped in prison and how he's going to become a man after that.
Yeah.
And she's still slapping
him. Yeah, what's wrong with her? That made me angry.
That would have been... If she would have slept with him before that, I'm like, okay, you're normal. You have needs. If you slept with him after that, though. Like, how do you...
Where is her... I want to know what happened with the ex-husband.
We may not get that answer.
Right? Yeah, I don't think.
Why is he not watching these kids? Like this.
Oh, we're talking about Chris. Yeah, you know, I'm mad at that guy. Before I even came here, I was mad at him already.
Kristen's husband.
No, oh, girl, I'm talking about Kristen's dad because this is the first time they've ever mentioned him.
Yes, that is very true.
I thought he died.
Clearly, whatever situation happened between Cheryl and her ex-husband, it didn't end well. And I think Kristen really holds on to that because she says, you need to get over it. We're not getting back together. And that's sad. Imagine being Kristen's age with, I think, 4 girls now. Yeah. And you're still holding on to the idea of your parents being together.
Right.
And now she's moving on to a psychopath.
Girl.
Did you guys think she had it in her to do what she did to his neck when she slashed him?
No. Oh, but
I thought that was going to be a vision.
Kristen is cutting up.
Yeah.
I was
scared of her.
Dang. I think she was just going to threaten him. I didn't think she was actually going to cut him.
And the fact that she was just like, I cut this deep and you got 20 minutes to get to the, I'm like thinking, girl, have you done this before?
Oh my God.
Because she was very specific. She, like,
you have 20 minutes, you're going to get 20 stitches.
Right.
And just hold the cloth and like, you'll be fine. She's like, I didn't hit any of your arteries, nerves. And I was like,
Kristen is in these streets for sure.
She is.
When she grabbed the knife, I was like, okay, you're playing, stop. Like, you're not going to do anything. And then she did it. And I was like,
cray.
You know how there was like a lot of like visions and like back and forth dreams and all that? I thought that was like going to be like a dream, and George was going to come out of the bag and be like saying some weird stuff. You know how George acts. And then it's totally real. Did you guys think the way she reacted to her toward her mom and throwing like the castle away and taking the diaries from the girls, you think that was a little much or
no?
Really?
I was like, dang, she threw away the food.
I mean, I wouldn't have ate it either.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could probably poison it.
Okay, never mind. I agree with
that. Probably not if he's like going to be eating with them, but it's like based off of their history, I wouldn't trust it. And then, did you hear what he was telling the girls? Something, 7.
With the devil?
We in heaven, raising from the.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That was like a devil chant.
Yeah, that definitely was.
I took my headphones off when I heard that.
Really? No, yeah. I thought we were all getting possessed, and I was like, oh, no. I'm taking these off. Bye. You're on your own.
Right.
No, yeah, it was creepy for sure. I think we've asked this question before, but after this episode, I'm curious to see what you guys think. Do we think all of this is premeditated on his part?
Yeah, he mentions saying, I love my family also.
So, like, he's kind of, like, to Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he knows what he's doing. He doesn't actually
feel
anything for her. I think. Is that his way in?
I think Kristen messed with somebody in his family.
Mm. Like, put there has to be some revenge going on.
Yeah, there's going to be. He's
a little creepy. Or a lot creepy.
Yeah.
Also, why did Cheryl just, like, leave him alone with them? I don't get that.
With the kids?
Yeah, like, who does that?
I feel like she's very careless as a person. Like, I've never seen her not be careless this whole season.
Yeah, she's interesting.
With the video games and the, you know what?
Yeah. I mean, she got the video games and then, they even left the house. It's like, girl, and then she's failing me right now.
Kristen needs to stop leaving them with her. Like, for real, though.
Yeah.
Because, especially now with the whole Leland thing, like, I don't know.
She needs to start calling her father. To come babysit
these kids. Yes, please. Someone other than her.
Do you guys wonder, God, I lost my train of thought. Never mind.
So what do we think of the flames? The flames that went off in that bed. I feel like this whole time I've always thought he's just like the devil.
Yeah.
So I was like, the devil's awakened.
No, seriously.
that was what I thought of that moment. None of it was even remotely appealing to look at. It was so awkward.
Oh my gosh. I had to turn away. I was not feeling it.
Is that what happens when you haven't like gotten some in so long?
Oh my gosh. The bed lights on fire.
And then when she woke up next to him, I was like, why is he still there?
Wait, I have a question. So did that happen? Like, so they have sex and then that, what we saw her, like the morning?
Yeah, that definitely happened.
Yeah. And then she opens a closet.
First off, why did she let him stay there?
Like,
that was supposed to be a breakup kiss, which was not that great to look at.
First of all, they older. It was a little late. It was a lot of late. Afterwards, they were wore out, tired.
Frontier understands, is what she's saying. Look,
she's not that old, no.
No, she's old.
She's not, but I remember what I was going to say. Do we really think that... that Leland really likes her? Because for
no.
me...
Really? I think he does.
Right. It's like, it's. I can see both sides. I can see him just really just trying to get to Kristen. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that was your mother. You know how he does that little creepy voice? It's like, I don't believe him, but then the way he acts towards Cheryl, it's so good to where I'm thinking, he really likes her.
Wait, but guys, he said something to Kristen when she had her... the knife against his throat, like, you've never turned me on.
Yeah, he said, I have never been so turned on by you.
Yeah,
I'm like, he didn't have one ounce of fear in his eyes.
He didn't. I'm telling you, this man is creepy.
He's kind of kinky.
He's very kinky.
Yeah, I don't think that's kinky. A knife to your throat is not kinky. Maybe a little choking situation, that's pretty kinky, but a knife, I'm calling the cops on you. Well, I'm sorry. There's no way.
What about the fact that she woke up the next morning, went in the closet, and then found the red dress?
Yeah.
So, cause I remember Grace told Kristen to stay away from red, and then, I don't know, I mean, she was throwing everything that was red away, but then when it came to the dress, why? Like, why? What was the significance of that red dress?
Well, whatever it is, I guarantee you it's trouble.
Yeah.
It was weird. It's like all this black clothes, and that right. one red dress. Yeah. And knowing Cheryl, she's gonna put it on, wear it for the week,
yeah.
try and cause trouble. I would.
I don't know. Symbolizes something because
it has
to. The way it ended with that.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that I think symbolize something that just.
Yeah.
Yes, do you guys think Leland knew that was her mom? Or do we know that and I just forgot it?
No. Yeah, I think he knows.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really show that, but I'm pretty sure he did.
He has to know.
Yeah.
He could have found anyone, anywhere on a daily basis that he can talk to, that he maybe find attractive, and you're going to go jump in on a random date. It's just weird, too, the lengths he might have gone to find all this information out.
Yeah.
There's just Leland. With him. Yeah, it's a lot. There's one thing I want to bring up, how they brought up ICE raid into this episode. Another yeah. very topical
yeah.
thing.
Seriously, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about that because I wasn't really sure. I think I missed that part when they took Grace and a couple kids, right? Because their visa expired?
So they, David, Kristen, I don't know if Ben was there. They came back, I think, to question her some mm-hmm. more. And it looked emptier than usual and people looked a little frazzled. So they had taken some of the kids and they had taken her because her visa had expired so that she was in the detention center.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they even like gave you a scene of what a detention center would look like inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really like that. I feel like just very topical.
It's relatable. I mean,
it's what's really going on.
Yeah.
So I like it. Give us some more of this topical stuff in these episodes.
The guard didn't even give him the notebook.
Oh, yeah, the drawings.
Made me so angry.
Yeah, it was so rude, but I'm sure that's, like, the least of what really happened in these places, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, it's intense. Anything else we missed, ladies? Anything you want to bring up? Or did we get it all in there?
I think we got it all in there. I mean,
I want to see Ben's sister.
Again, oh, yeah. Yes. I really hope that all these loose ends they're leaving us with are really start to get tied up as the season progresses, because I feel like there's so many random things that we still don't know the answers
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
I want to see her so bad.
I do too.
You left us on a cliffhanger with her.
Yeah. Definitely. We'll definitely get her back. I did want to bring up one more thing. I think this is important. When Kristen went and saw her shrink, and her shrink was telling her about how she can control her dreams. Thought that was really interesting.
I've heard about lucid dreams now, like twice before.
Yeah.
It sounds interesting how you can really control your own dreams and make them to what you want them to
right.
be. I need to train myself to do that.
I'm down with it.
Yeah, I don't have dreams like that either.
I dream a lot.
Really?
So.
I dream a lot too, but like they're not... I don't have, like, demons coming.
No, it could be any dream. Any dream that you have, you just learn to control it. So, in your dream, you're like, I'm dreaming. And then you start changing the pace of your dream in whichever way you want it to go.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Nice.
All right, ladies. Well, let's get into our special segment. We have some demonic news for all of you brought to us by Shantira.
Oh, my gosh, Jonathan. This is scary.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Make it stop.
I was kidding. I love this.
Oh.
Okay, got some visuals for you guys. Okay, so, real quick. So, at Michigan State, students... Okay, so there's a new class, right? At Michigan State, it's called History 293. And witches, it's about witches, demons, and occult. And basically, if you guys haven't heard of it, don't even know what it is. It's supernatural, mystical, or magical belief practices, or mnemonia. So, it actually was approved and became an official class after going through multiple committees. So this is like a real thing at Michigan State, which is insane. So, Professor Mark Waddell, he proposed the new class that covers like witchcraft, alchemy, astrology, and like other related topics, which I think is just so interesting. And so, basically, the class offers opportunity for individuals interested in like spooky themes to explore topics further under like a historic lens. And again, the class covers alchemy, astrology, overall history of like witchcraft in Europe, which is insane. So Mark Waddell was basically saying that he wants his class to relate to more current times and religions, and pointed out that people are still, there are people that are still practicing like alchemy today. Mm-hmm. So he felt like that why not allow kids the opportunity to learn about it? Since it's a real thing.
Okay.
I thought this was very, very, very interesting.
Would we take this class, ladies?
I'm already saying no.
I wouldn't take it, but apparently, like, people have been signing up. And this is, they already had one semester of it, and so they're going into their second semester of the class. But they wanted to motivate kids to sign up for it, which I thought was super.
With a group of friends.
I would lose sleep
over that. I would literally not go to class because I couldn't.
Yeah, but I guess if it's something that you believe in, then yeah, I guess it would. Because I mean, if there's people that believe in that stuff, then yeah, why not take it to learn more about it?
But yeah,
I don't think I'm interested in that.
I also feel like a lot of our maybe like fear comes from like not knowing enough.
Oh, sure.
So maybe if we learn some more, you know, wouldn't be so bad.
Also, school is very boring. So, you know, take a nice elective.
Right.
I guess. Interesting. These aren't the electives I had in college, but okay.
Right.
All right. Some news and gossip, Haley?
Yes, guys. AfterBuzz TV News. So we actually thought that this episode was going to be our last episode.
Yes.
But we have 13 episodes.
Which is nice. I'm glad.
It's a full season.
Woo! Yay. I'm like, how? And then we also know that we're getting another season. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. I was worried. I was like, we have one episode left. How are we getting all these answers? We're not. So now that I know we have, another 7? That's amazing. I'm so happy about that.
Me too.
Oh, my God. All right. What do we think?
I have something else. I'm sorry, guys.
No, go right
also,
ahead.
Mike Coulter did an interview talking about how evil takes on society becoming numb. He also talks about Marvel within the interview, and it's with Variety. So, guys, check that out. It's a really good interview.
Interesting. Nice. Oh, yeah. I want to hear more about that. That's cool. All right, well, after everything we've seen this week, this episode, what do we think is next?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I feel like with this episode, they definitely left us on a cliffhanger. So usually we always get an ending, and I feel like with this, we didn't. You know, there's still this thing where it's like, okay, the world could possibly, like, she knows all this information, and like they were supposed to get those drawings, and because the security guard threw it out, I mean, they never got them. So I just don't think it's going to end there. I really do think that Grace is going to come back for sure.
She has to.
Yeah. Or unless they kind of want to leave it open-ended, but I don't really see that happening.
Yeah.
But I will say this was like one of my favorite episodes. I really, really enjoyed this. Yeah.
I really liked it.
What do you think, Haley?
I think Cheryl's gonna become like possessed. Like she's gonna like wear like the
oh my God,
like the red thing. I think like Leland, like the sex is like so good for her. She's gonna just like be like just,
oh
you know.
Oh my God.
It's gonna cause a rift between Kristen and Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so too, actually. That's my prediction. I think Cheryl's not gonna stop seeing Leland, and I feel like she's going to use her to his benefit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just another way to kind of poke at Kristen, which is what he's been doing for so long. Mm-hmm. So what's next? I don't know. But he's not done with Cheryl. He has a hold on her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see till next week. But until then, where can people find you, Shantira?
Okay, so you guys can find me on Monday nights, All Rise After Show at 8. And Wednesdays, Masked Singer After Show at 7. And on Instagram and Twitter at Shantira.
Hey guys, you can find me everywhere at Haley Matthews.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla Alcantaras and Twitter at Carla_C. See you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.